Well, dear friends, please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of the prophet Jonah in the Old Testament, that which was our second scripture reading, Jonah in the Old Testament, chapter 2 and verse 9. Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And our subject this morning is based on those last words of verse 9. Salvation is of the Lord. And we turn our attention this morning to a very unusual account in the Bible. An extraordinary account that we read of in the Old Testament, and perhaps you could say it's the most unusual and the most extraordinary scenario or situation that we read of in the whole of Scripture, because this morning we are going to be looking at the words of a prayer that was uttered by a man in the belly of a fish. And these words are, of course, the words of Jonah, the prophet Jonah. And Jonah is perhaps the most well-known of the minor prophets of the Old Testament. You have, of course, the major prophets of the Old Testament. You have men like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel. They are the major prophets. And then you have the minor prophets, men like Hosea, and Amos, and Obadiah, and Nahum, Micah, and they are minor, not because they are less important, but because their books are not as large as the major prophets. You have Isaiah, 66 chapters. We've gone through the whole book of Isaiah. Took us a long time. 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah, the major prophet. And, well, this book of Jonah has just 4 chapters. But Jonah is just as important as the prophet Isaiah, just as inspired as the prophet Isaiah, but he's minor in the size of the book. But Jonah is, as I was saying, the best known of the minor prophets, and he is the best known because of what happens to him. And just to give a little bit of context, what exactly does happen to Jonah? Well, Jonah is called by the Lord to go to a great city called Nineveh in the Assyrian Empire and to preach to them. And he is given that message of judgment to come, the message that we know very well, that I often preach to you. And the Lord says to him, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. There is a judgment coming, and the city must repent if they are to know the mercy of the Lord. But what does Jonah do? Well, to cut a long story short, he does not obey. In fact, he does the opposite. He catches a ship, a boat, going in the opposite direction. So he doesn't go to Nineveh. He gets a boat going to a place called Tarshish. And why does he do that? Well, maybe because he thought that salvation only belonged to the Jews, that God cared only about the Jews, and he doesn't want the Assyrians, he doesn't want another nation to hear a message from the Lord. They don't deserve to hear a message from God. God is not for the Gentiles. So maybe that was in his thinking. He did not want to go to Nineveh. So what happens? Well, the Lord sent a great storm, and the boat, the ship that he was in, was being tossed to and fro, and the sailors of the boat realized that the storm was because of Jonah. Because Jonah had disobeyed God. And so what do? They throw him overboard, out of the ship into the sea. And once he's in the sea, Jonah is swallowed up by a great fish, and most likely a whale. We can't be entirely sure. It's not clear from the Hebrew whether it's definitely a whale. But by the way, it has been known to happen that men have been swallowed by whales. You can Google it if you want to. Men have been swallowed by whales and then spat out. So there is some precedent. But of course, something slightly more intense happens to Jonah, because he is in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.